Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Over the past few weeks here on News Talk, we've been going green, but thanks to SSE Airtricity, which is Ireland's largest provider of 100% green energy. And today we are talking about sustainable fashion. Fashion journalist and a passionate advocate, I should say, for sustainability, Ruth O'Connor is with me here in studio. Ruth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks a million for joining us today. Tell me about sustainable fashion and when you were kind of first made aware of it.
Well, I suppose I started writing about sustainability and fashion about 14 years ago. And back then I felt like I was kind of like shouting into the ether, really, that, you know, I mean, I could probably name on one hand the sustainable brands at that stage, you know, maybe Ali Hewson's Eden or People Tree, you know, and now, thankfully, we have so much choice as consumers when it comes to opting for sustainable fashion. And, you know, the internet has really kind of, and social media has really powered that ability for consumers as well, in terms of platforms like Depop, shopping online for more sustainable brands and more sustainable edits.
What is sustainable fashion? Like, what makes, say, my top qualify as being a sustainable piece?
Well, I suppose if you think about the word sustainability in its essence, I mean, it's about something that is, you know, capable of being sustained environmentally, you know. So the fashion business produces a huge amount of waste. It causes a lot of pollution. So even if we look at some basic statistics, we see that, like, you know, we're buying 60% more clothing now than we did in 2000, but people are only keeping those garments for half that length, the length of time they did then. 80 billion garments, Andrea, are produced every year by the fashion industry, and it makes up 10% of global emissions, which is even more than the shipping and aviation industries. So you can see that there's an issue here, and that, you know, that's not sustainable in environmental terms, and that we need to kind of slow down our consumption, our production, and also the use of raw materials. So how can we, one of the most sustainable ways to consume fashion is to kind of use what you already have. Use what's already out there in the system already, you know. Maybe that's by buying secondhand, buying vintage, repurposing the clothing in your wardrobe, buying better items of clothing that might cost you a little bit more, but that you'll actually have for longer, and, you know, that will become cherished.
Yeah,
of your wardrobe.
When you mentioned the stats there as well, Ruth, just a moment ago, you talked about people only keeping the clothes that they buy for, what did you say, half the period of time?
Half the length of time that we did in 2000.
Yeah.
So in the space of like two decades, the whole cycle of fashion consumption and waste production has speeded up to an enormous extent.
So where are they putting, just throwing them out, like?
Well, that's a very complex issue. So one of the main problems with the fashion supply chain is not just in the production of the garments themselves, but actually what happens to them afterwards. So, you know, something like 10% of the actual impact on purchasing an item of clothing happens when we buy it and what we do with it afterwards. So obviously, you know, and that's an issue that I think the charity sector has as well, in terms of people are kind of almost using the charity shops as dumping grounds for clothes that actually can't be resold. But interestingly, while the charity section might say that they can't, the charity sector might say that they find it difficult to resell clothes of a lower value, say, for example, from a high street store. There's a brilliant swapping app that's founded by an Irish woman, Aisling Byrne, called New. And what they've found actually is contrary to that. So they've found that if there's no financial transaction involved, people will choose an item of clothing based on what they like as opposed to its intrinsic value. So they find that people are quite happy to swap high street brands because they're familiar to them as well on that app, and it costs them nothing, and they get a new item of clothes for their wardrobe.
Wow. And so this is like, you might have your jacket from Penny's or a shirt from H&M, you've worn it, you're no longer going to wear it, you stick it up on the app, and somebody else, you might come along and go, yeah, I like that shirt.
Yeah, so how it works, it's kind of like they've built up a community over the last few years. So you say you don't want your jacket anymore, you can upload it to the app, you will receive tokens in exchange for that, which you can then spend on the app to, you know, purchase, inverted commas, an item of your choice. And then it's kind of a transactional thing between the members who use the app. So you'll post your jacket to whoever wants it and vice versa.
The whole vintage era of clothing, Ruth, has sort of made a huge comeback. And was that style like a fashion trend that it made a comeback, or is it people just being more environmentally aware?
I think it's a combination of both. So as I was saying to you before we came on air, I was a teenager in the 90s, you know, and like I had a twofold reason to wear vintage. One was because I thought it was cool, and the other was that there wasn't an option on the high street. We didn't have online shopping now. The thing is that now vintage clothing is readily available. You have your stores, as we had traditionally, but you also have loads of people who are selling via Instagram, Facebook Marketplace, Depop, and lots of, you know, actually established websites. Mm. And I think that people love the individuality of it. They love that kind of spark of a good find when it comes to vintage clothing, that idea of uniqueness. And a lot of people who shop vintage also love the idea of being more sustainable as well.
Do you think that more people are buying and buying online just because, is it just the accessibility of it, the easiness at which you can do it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I mean, there's issues in terms of waste when it comes to online shopping as well, because there's a fit issue with online, you know. So how many of us have items that we bought online that didn't fit, that we never sent back?
Yeah.
You know, that's a consideration for people as well. But what's really lovely in terms of sustainable fashion at the moment is that a lot of online brands and large multinational retailers are working with, you know, they're working with bodies in the sustainable fashion area to try and make shopping online more transparent for consumers and easier for consumers who want to purchase sustainable items.
What's your advice to maybe people listening to us today and they're thinking, do you know what, I want to make a little bit more of an effort now to be environmentally aware and go green and all of that. What would you say to people when it comes to fashion? Like, what are the kind of the easy steps or the tips or the tricks you can do?
Well, I have a whole list for you here. So, I mean, the first thing I would say to your listeners is get to know your materials. Okay, so one of the big problems when it comes to maybe recycling materials or materials biodegrading when they are thrown out is mixed fabric. So anything that's embellished or mixed, you know, like your stretch jeans, for example. So if you're buying a pair of jeans that are in raw denim that don't have a stretch element, that's going to be better for the environment. Obviously, a wool item, a linen item, a silk item is going to biodegrade quicker if you throw it out versus something that's made from polyester that might take 200 years to biodegrade. So get to know your fabrics. You know, I know not everybody is crafty, but consider the idea of upcycling or repairing your clothes, keeping your clothes in good condition. In terms of upcycling, there are loads of ways that you can find out information. You can work with, say, your local tailor, for example, or a company like the Zip Yard to help you turn a dress into a two-piece outfit that you'll get more wear out of or whatever. There's lots of places around the country that you can learn basic sewing tips in as well, if you're not a particularly crafty person. And maybe I can share that list with your readers after the show. But for example, there's So Fun in Waterford. There's the Design House in Dublin. The Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun in Dublin is brilliant.
And it's funny because a lot of people as well, I'm sure, for now that the weddings are coming back, you know, there's even the kind of the rent a dress where you can actually go and just, you know, maybe rent a dress if you've a gig or an event or a wedding coming up. And I think even that's a sort of an easy enough step too for people if they're trying to
be. You can pay like maybe €60 for 3 days rental on a dress that might cost €400 to buy new, you know. And then like, Even very high-end platforms like Selfridges are getting onto that idea of hiring and renting. Also that idea of vintage and pre-loved. So I think vintage in the past had maybe a bit of a fusty kind of a identity, but now people are realising that actually I can get really high-end items from websites like Selfridges, Vestiaire Collective or Shop Ella in Ireland.
I know you have the swapping clothes with friends. I actually hate swapping clothes.
Okay.
I don't like doing it because I'm afraid of damaging someone else's clothes. And I don't like loaning clothes to people either. Especially if it's something I've actually like, yeah. I don't buy much clothes. So what I kind of just buy when I need something. So when I do, you know, I don't mind maybe getting something half decent or, you know, a good jacket or a good dress for a wedding or something like that. But I hate then having to loan it to people. I know there's friends probably listening to this now thinking, we won't ask her again. But anyway, we leave it there for the moment. Ruth O'Connor, fashion journalist. Thanks a million, Ruth, for joining us here on News Talk on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. It's all part of our News Talk Goes Green campaign. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.